Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody is saying you can't cry. Cry all you want. Life is hard.
Right.
But to set up a tripod and ring light and then do it, it's a little silly. Yesterday on the show, we had the discussion about people who film themselves crying on social media, and we just wanted to know why. Are you actually being genuine, or is it simply for likes? And our listener, Alicia, heard the conversation and said she has filmed herself crying and shared those moments online, and she says
she regrets nothing.
She says us calling it cringe is actually unfair.
Hi, yeah.
Alicia, are you there?
Hey, yes, I'm here.
Okay, Alicia, we'll talk to you next on the show, but you said this is something you have done a couple of times, yes?
Yes, I have, and I think the thing that bothers me about the conversation is assuming just because someone records it, the emotion isn't real.
Okay.
And I just think if the video helps connect with people and gets their platform growing, then, you know, I'm for it. I'm with it.
Okay. All right. Well, stay there. We're going to have the conversation with Alicia about
get
people.
Get those Kleenex ready.
Who cry online. Coming up next on the show. Peaks of My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yesterday on the show, we had the discussion about the people online who love to post themselves crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to cry.
They do be crying.
Well, nobody says you can't be emotional.
No.
What's not okay is that somewhere between setting up your ring light and the tears and the upload button, I mean, you got to make a lot of tough decisions.
And like, I would pay big money to know at what point do you snap out of the emotional state and you're like, okay, it's all business now. We got to get these hashtags up. You know what I mean?
Also, I will preface by saying we're not talking about somebody opening up about depression or like a serious life event. That's different.
No.
I'm talking about
like, you guys don't understand how crazy today was. I stubbed my toe and I spilled my coffee.
It's just the sobbing in the front facing camera and then posting it in real time. I mean,
yeah.
Who's it for? What are you doing that? Why are you doing that? So maybe younger generations are more comfortable sharing emotions publicly. I don't know. But we got a listener on the line by the name of Alicia who heard the segment yesterday and wanted to add to what we were talking about. Hi, good morning, Alicia.
Hi.
All right, welcome back to the show. So tell us what you were saying earlier. So you are one of these people who has done this and continue to do so. But is it genuine?
Okay, yeah, so I did hear the conversation from yesterday, and I just completely disagree with you guys.
Oh, no.
Because I'm one of those people you're talking about.
Oh, no.
I have posted videos where I'm crying. I've had moments where I was upset. I turned the camera on, and I shared exactly where I was at, and I'm not embarrassed by it. But
right, we gathered that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you guys talked about who is that for, and honestly, sometimes it's for me. Like, I sometimes recording a moment, like, that's the only way I can get, you know, the words out, you know,
uh-huh.
And I've gained followers by it.
Yeah, I'm like, sure you have. Do you think that people are following you out of sympathy, though?
Not necessarily. It's more like, you know, my content's gone viral because, you know, I've chosen to be vulnerable in that moment. Like,
have you chosen to be vulnerable more after the first video, like, has gone viral? Have you told yourself, you know what, I'm going to cry again? Or it just comes up?
Does it ever come up as forced?
No, not really. It's just like, you know, I don't plan on doing it.
Okay, Alicia, give me an idea of a video you posted that like went viral because you were crying on camera. Like, what were you crying about?
Like, one time I posted a video like that because I just had a horrible day. Like, my boyfriend had brought me my coffee and got the wrong order, you know, which wasn't a huge shocker. But when I got home, I also realized that day my dog had chewed up my new throw pillows. So it was just a terrible day all around.
Horrible.
The coffee, and, the pillows. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, thousands of people liked my video.
They're like, relatable, love.
My stupid boyfriend got my order wrong, too. Idiot.
I hate that guy. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
And so you posted yourself.
It's about being honest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I listen, I get that. Nobody's saying you can't be sad. But be honest, if you knew somebody would never, ever see that video, would you still record yourself crying?
I mean, yeah, I did it for myself. I just was trying to get an emotion out. Like, I mean, you guys can hate all you want, but if it's not a platform, I don't see a platform.
Alicia, we're investigative journalists. Relax.
We're just trying to understand.
Okay. Boots on the ground.
Would you be comfortable admitting that part of the reason you do it, though, too, is because the attention feels good?
Absolutely not. Like,
you're lying.
My emotions are real. Like, I'm an authentic person. Like, I'm showing my real life as I can. Like, I'm trying to connect with people. This is how, you know, it's just how social media works now. Come on.
Okay.
All right. That's enough of that.
You went through something and you want to talk about it, correct?
Yeah. Like,
okay. Nice.
All right, Alicia. Well, hey, listen, thanks for the follow up this morning. We learned a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye. I'm done. Okay.
She's like, and my boyfriend's an idiot. And that's just like a lot.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.